It's another swing and a miss by the mainstream media. The deacons of diversity, the empresses of equity, the imperials of inclusion. They are begging you. They are begging you to accept women's college basketball. Throughout the season, all we have heard from the mainstream media is that women's college basketball is more popular than the men. Going into March Madness, some in the media, they have been claiming that the women's tournament, it was going to generate more interest, higher ratings than the men's tournament. Even Caitlin Clark has bought into the hype, which, by the way, I'm really starting to wonder if the pride of Katie Rue Clark is setting her up for a big fall. That's something to keep an eye on going forward, but even Caitlin Clark has bought into the myth that women's basketball is more popular than the men. Watch for yourself.
The excitement around this tournament, like, it's super cool. Like, people are more excited about the women's side than the men's side, and I think that's obviously something that's really never been the case before, and it's cool to see how it's evolved. Like, when I first started this when I was a freshman, like, we couldn't even use the March Madness branding, and now to see this, and really it's just taken a whole nother level, and I expect it to continue to grow this year.
Oh, such wishful thinking there from Ruru. By the way, Caitlin Clark, I know the media is branding your tournament as March Madness. I realize in the name of equity that the networks are pretending that the women's tournament is March Madness, but I want you to listen here very, very closely. Open those ears, Caitlin Clark, because KC is about to deliver you some harsh truth. The women's tournament, it will never, ever, 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 ever be considered March Madness. There's only one March Madness, just like there's only one Super Bowl. In golf, there's only one Masters. There's only one NBA Finals. I know the WNBA likes to pretend that their championship series is called the Finals, but there's only one Finals in basketball, and it belongs to the NBA. Now, to be fair, full transparency here, me personally, I was more interested in the women's tournament, at least in the early rounds, than I was in March Madness. But my interest, it only involved two teams. Actually, I was only interested in two players, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese. The rest of the women's tournament, I could not give a fuck less about. Now that we have gotten into the Sweet 16, my interest levels, they have shifted back to the real March Madness. Some of those first and second round games on the men's side, especially with the powerhouse teams, a lot of those early games are blowouts. Going into the tournament, I was more interested in watching Caitlin Clark than any first-round matchup on the men's side. But when you look at the ratings, there is clearly, clearly far more interest in the real March Madness, and it ain't even close. I have been telling you guys all season, the popularity of women's college basketball, it is a myth. This popularity, it is built on a foundation of sand. I have been telling you guys all season that women's college basketball is not popular. Caitlin Clark is popular. Caitlin Clark is mainstream. Angel Reese, same thing. Now, in terms of star power, there are more stars in women's college basketball, but that is mainly because there are no stars on the men's side. By default, with two superstars on the women's side, they automatically have more star power than the dudes. Here's the problem, though, and you are never going to hear this from the mainstream media because the media, they're afraid to give you the truth. Headline at Forbes, why the NCAA women's tournament is generating more interest than the men's tournament. Yeah, this article was published about a week ago, and clearly it didn't age well. Forbes, they tried to make the case that because the women saw a 60% increase in ratings during the regular season, and because they outdrew the men in games broadcast on Fox, that the popularity of women's basketball had surpassed the men. Yeah, that could not be further from the truth. Here's the problem for women's college basketball. You're top heavy. Their popularity is being carried by two players. And honestly, you can make a strong case that the popularity, it's carried by one player, Caitlin Clark. But the rest of these women's games, at least when compared to the men, since that's what the mainstream media wants us to do, the media wants to present the narrative that the women are equivalent to the men, if not better. The rest of these women's games, when compared to the men, they are struggling to draw flies to a fresh turd. The thing is, Ratings for the early rounds of the women's tournament, they're actually pretty good when compared to what they have drawn in the past. But we're not comparing them to themselves. I'm going to do what the mainstream media has requested. I am going to compare the women to the men, and we will see who is more popular. Let's go ahead and start with Caitlin Clark and the group of role players from Iowa that she calls teammates. In their second round matchup against West Virginia, Caitlin Clark once again set a viewership record for women's college basketball. Almost 5 million people tuned into ESPN, making it the most watched game in history prior to the Final Four. These women are amazing! Women's basketball has surpassed March Madness in popularity! Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes! Don't get too excited, Nancy Armour. I know you and the Star Trek virgin Mike Freeman and your other colleagues at USA Today, I know you are begging for the women to surpass the real March Madness in popularity, but it ain't happening. Through the first two rounds, the most watched game in the real March Madness was North Carolina-Michigan State. They more than doubled the record set by Katie Rue Clark, drew over 10 million viewers on CBS. Well, KC, that's not a fair comparison. Caitlin Clark was on cable. The men were on free TV. Okay. Well, let's look at how the women have performed on broadcast television. Saturday afternoon, Caitlin Clark and the Iowa role players, they were on ABC. They were playing something called Holy Cross, which I believe is a church league basketball program that somehow made it to the women's tournament. Think they won the Catholic Conference tournament where they were competing against stiff competition like Little Flower and Burning Bush. That game drew 3.2 million on ABC, about a third of what the men drew on CBS. Now again, that is a phenomenal number for a first round game in the women's tournament when compared to their historical averages. But the mainstream media, they do not want us comparing the women to their historical averages. In the name of equity, we must compare them to the men. Monday, with their biggest competition being the WWE on USA, the women averaged 2.3 million for games broadcast on ESPN. Sunday, they averaged 1.1 million. Most watched game on Sunday was Middle Tennessee State LSU, which drew 2 million viewers on ABC. They barely made the top 10 in sports on Sunday and were beaten by something called Mexico versus EEUU on something called Univision. I would assume that is soccer. I know one thing for certain, it wasn't NWSL soccer. The NWSL, they premiered on ESPN2 this past weekend. They drew a cool 113,000 viewers. Saturday, the women averaged 705,000. Friday, they averaged 319,000, which gives us an average of 1.1 million viewers for the first two rounds of the women's tournament. Pretty good, right? If we had a fair and honest media, we could view this as an impressive victory for women's college basketball. But we don't have a fair and honest media, so we're going to use their own biases against them. With the women averaging 1.1 million and women's basketball supposedly being more popular than March Madness, what do you think the men averaged? Well, KC, it would have to be 1 million, right? Yeah, sure. If you want to talk about the post-game show on TBS that aired after midnight, through the first two rounds of March Madness, the men, they averaged over 9 million viewers. Now, I'm not an expert in math, but 9 million to 1 million? Pretty sure that means the men outdrew the women 9 to 1. But somehow, the mainstream media, they want us to believe that women's basketball is more popular. Let me ask you something. Who is the biggest star in men's college basketball? Better yet, can you name two players in men's college basketball? Right now, the women have the benefit of having the biggest star to ever play, and they are still being outdrawn 9-1. What does that tell you? The hard truth is, the men's game is more exciting. The product on the court, significantly better. I have watched women's games this year. I have watched the men. In terms of pure basketball, the men are just better. It's as simple as that. In the game between Iowa and West Virginia, the two teams, they combined for 15 points in the second quarter. 15 points! And it wasn't like this was elite defense. Both teams were just missing shots. West Virginia, they went the entire game. They failed to score more than 16 points in a single quarter. Iowa, they weren't any better. Their top scoring quarter, 22 points. Both teams were shooting in the mid-30s from the field and about 25% from three. It was atrocious. I am telling you right now, this is the pinnacle for women's college basketball. This right here, this is as good as it's going to get. Remember on Monday, the first video this week, we were talking about all the drama in women's college basketball from this past weekend? That's what they need to make their games interesting. That's what they need to make the games exciting. Whereas on the men's side, the tournament is the draw. The basketball itself is the draw. This time next year, we are going to be talking about the decline of women's college basketball. The women's tournament next year, ratings will decline by double digits. With Caitlin Clark submitting her application for an entry-level position in the WNBA dump, who is going to carry the tournament next year? Last Friday, half their first round games drew under 300,000 viewers. Like I said earlier, women's college basketball is top-heavy, and the foundation of the popularity is built on sand. Remove Caitlin Clark from this equation, all things return to normal. All season, the mainstream media, they have been telling us that the women are more popular than the men. And to be fair, they weren't entirely wrong. It was another example of the media giving us a partial truth. In some cases, the women were outdrawing the men. Overall, it's just not the case. But it's strange, though. The media, they have been pounding the butt bongo all season. Every week, there have been articles published and headlines claiming that women have overtaken the men in popularity. Ratings were released yesterday afternoon for both the women's tournament and March Madness. Guess how many articles I found comparing women's ratings to the men? Just take a wild guess. Zero. I know, what a shocker. But give me your thoughts. Once again, another mainstream media myth has been dispelled. Is this the pinnacle for women's college basketball? Is this as good as it's going to get? I am predicting double-digit declines once Caitlin Clark leaves. I don't see any possibility that women's basketball can maintain this momentum without Caitlin Clark. What about you? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate each one of you guys and your continued support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.